The Canadian Olympic Committee, the Vancouver Organizing Committee, and Canada's sports federations established the program Own the Podium 5 years ago with the goal of winning more medals than any other country in 2010. The Canadian public invested heavily in Own the Podium with $117 million spent. $66 million of it was taxpayer dollars. But with less than a week left in the Vancouver Games, Canada has no chance of winning more medals than other nations. News outlets have been full of reports criticizing the program for falling short, with some headlines calling it Grown the Podium or Blown the Podium. Ice dancers Scott Moyer and Tessa Virtue provided a welcome relief when they won gold in the figure skating this week. At a midday news conference Tuesday, Moyer held up his gold medal and said that without the Own the Podium financial support, he could not have achieved his Olympic dream.
I can honestly say that I would not have this thing in my hand without the Own the Podium program, quite simply. My parents... I don't know if we'd have a house right now without the Own the Podium program. Skating is a very expensive sport. There's no way you can do it without help from your country, and it just seems like it gives so much back.
Moyer and Virtue are the first North Americans ever to win the ice dancing gold medal. In 9 Olympic Games since ice dancing debuted in 1976, 17 of 27 medals and all but 2 golds have gone to Russian, Soviet, or Russian-based teams. Moyer's mother, Alma, a skating coach, says that Own the Podium provided her son not only money, but also mentors and guidance that proved indispensable.
This is only their first Olympics, and being at home, I don't know how they stood the pressure, because I certainly couldn't, but Own the Podium with athletes that have been there and done that, and then giving their advice and support over the past few years, that's probably been just as important as the financial.
British Columbia Premier Gordon Campbell says that the Own the Podium program provided help that Canadian athletes need, not only for Vancouver, but also for the 2012 Summer Games in London and beyond.
The fact of the matter is, it helps our athletes, it inspires our kids, it really embraces all that the Olympics has to offer all of us as a country, as a community, and as a world.
Campbell's belief in the program seemed justified Tuesday afternoon when Ashley McIver won a gold medal in front of home fans in ski cross in Cypress Mountain. The win was Canada's 6th gold medal, perhaps fewer than expected, but Canadian officials say more gold medals could come before the games close Sunday night. In Vancouver, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.